Welcome to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. My name is Sally Harrison, and I'm the CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Today, we are in the University of Phoenix podcast studio, and joining me as our guest today is Mike Tripp with University of Dubuque. Welcome, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you here. And before we go any further, I did hear and I understand that you are actually an alum of University of Phoenix.
Absolutely.
So you're okay being
totally cool
in
with
this
it.
Room today with us.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, we're glad you're here. And, you know, we just wanted to learn a little bit more about University of Dubuque. And I know there's new things going on. So let's talk about the history of the university.
Okay, great. First, before I go there, I want to say thank you to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, you, Sally, and also Bob and Linda. You guys are a great team, and I really appreciate opportunity you've given me.
Thank you. We are only as good as our members make us, so we appreciate that. We do appreciate the partnerships that we have.
So the University of Dubuque is a college out of the Midwest in Iowa, and it's been around since 1852. Working with German immigrants initially. It's had a long history. Let's bring it to present. Currently, this school has about 2,000 students in attendance. It's a traditional setting. And also, the University of Dubuque, the campus that I'm a part of, is actually considered non-traditional.
Okay. Talk about the accreditation.
Absolutely.
You're regionally accredited.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So regionally accredited is we are accredited through the Higher Learning Commission.
Okay.
And that is the same commission that governs over several colleges, well-known ASU, NAU, U of A, and all actually state Arizona State colleges.
Okay.
So we're part of that same commission.
And how long have you been in our area?
Since December 2016.
Okay.
And we actually opened up our site to our first classes or for students September 2017.
Okay. So in that short time, you've already grown to 2,000 students.
Oh, no.
No?
2,000 students in Iowa.
Oh, in
That's
Iowa.
That's the traditional side.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
So what about here? What about locally?
Locally, we have grown to 85 students.
Okay.
And growing.
Great.
So let me give you further explanation. So Dubuque, Iowa is a traditional campus. Maine, you can think of it almost like an ASU setting.
Sure.
So they created a non-traditional education setting for working adults right there on the main campus.
Okay.
About 2009, they extended it out to Cedar Rapids.
Uh-huh.
So it's been very successful in that time frame. And so they scratched their head and they were thinking about where could we go beyond Iowa?
Sure.
And they thought of Arizona because of what was called the Luma Report that basically indicated that this location had a high number of adults that had been to college but had not graduated.
Okay, so most of your students on campus here are adults.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They're working adults 23 years and older.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's a great opportunity.
What are they looking at as far as majors?
We have strong business majors in accounting, administration, human resources, and marketing.
Uh-huh.
And beyond that, we have healthcare administration.
Oh, great.
And then criminal justice.
Oh.
So if you think about it, that's kind of the mainstream, the meat and potatoes, what most people are gearing towards. Beyond that, on a graduate side, we do offer an MBA.
Nice. So you have a variety and something for almost everybody.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Why don't you talk about campus life? But, you know, Bob and I came over for a tour 6 months ago, maybe.
Yes.
I thought it was really interesting. People were walking around and they're friendly and you've got a restaurant. Talk about that campus life a little bit.
Well, campus life is really cool. Here's where I get to date myself a little bit. Are you familiar with the classic show Cheers?
Yes.
Okay, so when Norm walks in, what does everybody do? They stop and say, Norm. Exactly. So our students are just like that. They're hardworking individuals. They're looking to go back to school for a particular reason or another, whether it's to increase their salary, position, or otherwise. But either way, they come to class one night a week, and when they walk into the campus, they're actually walking into that environment where everybody knows their name.
That's great.
The students get to know each other really well because they're all taking classes over time, and they really they bond.
That's awesome. So talk about tuition costs.
Well, I would say that is a phenomenal benefit to working adults in this day and age where education is so expensive. When they decide to come to Arizona, a conversation was had about, you know, how to compete and do a good job and do well by our students. So they gave a lot of thought and dropped the tuition. Presently, we're at $215 per credit hour for undergraduate studies, mm-hmm. $260 per credit hour for graduate studies.
That seems very reasonable.
Yes. Average undergraduate cost is about $400 right now.
Wow.
Across all schools. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure that we put the right foot forward.
That's great. Talk about the LIFE program. Is that online?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Okay.
The LIFE program is a Learning Institute for Fulfillment and Engagement. So our students, when they come into class for their first night, they're prepared with their books and their syllabus. In the first hour, they receive a lecture along with the introduction from their instructor. Mm-hmm. And the next 2 hours is going to be engagement. So I often encourage them to highlight their syllabus, get their questions in their mind, come prepared to class, and then have that conversation with their student,
okay.
with their instructors.
What's the benefit of attending one night a week?
In a busy lifestyle, the benefit of that is it allows a student a lot of flexibility. So you have face-to-face interaction. Our instructors are also working instructors, so they understand what the students are going through, mm-hmm. and they're able to help them. Many of our students are first-time students. Mm-hmm. You have students who probably might have their associates for some education.
Okay. All right. So what other benefits are there for students coming to your university?
Well, as a regionally accredited school, naturally they can apply for the financial aid, their Pell Grant. Military experience is honored with through us.
Nice.
We do something that a lot of schools don't do, I would guess, is we also offer child care reimbursement.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's very huge. So while a student is actually sitting in class, we're going to pay them for their time to sit in class because I know they left their mm-hmm. children in the care of others. Mm-hmm. And at the end of their course, they can apply for that child care reimbursement, which is given back to them in a stipend.
That's awesome.
I would say overall in the course of a year, taking all 9 classes, the stipend is about $2,160.
That's significant.
Yes, it is.
Child care is very expensive, so that's a great
You should
benefit.
See the smiles on people's
imagine.
Faces when you
when
first mention
learn.
The tuition cost,
yeah.
and then they hear about a stipend if they have young
yeah,
children.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's amazing.
That's great. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, I just would like to extend a welcome to everybody in the Valley.
What's the address of your campus?
We are at 2900 South Diablo Way.
Okay.
Suite D281,
right.
Tempe, Arizona, 85282.
And how do people get a hold of you?
Well, I'm Mike Tripp, the admissions director. They can call me directly at 480-845-0061, or they can email me at mtripp@dbq.edu.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here today. Thank you. We appreciate you joining us today on the Inside Business Podcast. You can find all of our episodes on the Inside Business Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org.